I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right. In England, there's a guy, a chef at a resort that is looking at some serious potential assault charges, though no charges have been filed yet, and it's not clear if the other person involved plans to sue. But these two have been bullying each other and pranking each other for a while, and it's gone back and forth, and each of them keeps up in their game. Well, it reached a boiling point. Literally, John, as the guy, one guy in trouble here, poured boiling butter down the other guy's pants. He poured it down the back of his pants as a, quote, fun joke. The guy ended up in the hospital with serious burns to his backside. The guy that got burned is named Nathan Davies, and he's been...
A.K.A. Butter Burn Ass.
I guess him and this other guy have gotten into it at work before. There's been punches. There's been things. The chef who burned him realized he was in trouble. He apologized over text and claims that he never meant to hurt him by pouring the boiling butter down the back of his pants. But then his next text message was, "What are you trying to get me fired?" Police are looking into it. But like we said, no charges yet and nobody's planned to sue just yet. Boiling butter down the back of your pants.
One of the valuable lessons that we have learned here on I Can't Believe It's News over the years is if you are a fugitive, stay the hell off of Facebook. It never ends well. Midland, Texas. A constable who likes to post the most wanted fugitives on his Facebook page was delighted recently when he posted one up about this guy he's looking for. And this guy, this fugitive, decided to get on the Facebook and start taunting him. This was last Wednesday. And the taunt was basically, hey, you know, I'm on an island sipping mojitos right now. I'm 5 hours away from you in such and such a town, but I'll call when I make it back to town. Kisses, kisses, kisses. He figured, because his constable's 5 hours away, he's not going to take the time to go find him. He was wrong. The constable drove 5 hours to find his man. And he got some help from the authorities in this community, too. And they scooped this guy up, and they took him back to jail. He said this guy's, when he confronted this guy, his eyes were wide with shock that he actually drove 5 hours
you
to track
up.
Him down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And with a heat wave going on across the country, you know, the pool and any kind of swimming water activities are highly, sought after. And in Michigan, the neighborhood pool in the Buckingham Woods neighborhood of Macomb Township, Michigan, has been shut down several times because of a serial pooper. You know, we've had these serial poopers come up. They're messing. They're out, you know, pooping in the middle of the track or the football field or somebody's neighborhood or somebody's front yard. Somebody keeps doing it in the swimming pools around this neighborhood. They say the association board president said, "At the present time, we're reviewing attendance logs and recorded video. Rest assured that we are following published guidelines to secure the pool as a safe and sanitary condition." And so they actually went to the pool videos, and they have identified the person who keeps dropping dookies into the pool. But they haven't caught him just yet.
Did you say they reviewed the logs? Is that what you said they did?
They reviewed the logs. Oh, yeah. Spalding, no!
I can't believe it's news.
They did, didn't they?